for it delights me when you gather together for the purpose of meeting with me. And I get to take another step closer in my covering over all that I have offered. And when you lift your hands and worship me, this brings great delight. For I'm all things and everywhere at once, and I know what you're doing. Yet your worship pleases me, because to me it is your and my fellowship when you lift your hands and say, I love you, you're my Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mescorada. Yo creto skivina ho kreskese. Nate korabekese. Heskese. For the enemy, by overwhelming you with feelings, would like to bring you to a place where all the time that you feel like my presence is not with you. Know this, that's a lie. I'm with you whether you feel like it or not. The feeling like it part is on you. It's not on me. I'm there already for everything you need or will need. For I love the opportunities, the times that I get to speak to you. Now hear what I'd say. You're capable of much more than most of you are doing, because you're moving ahead very slowly and trying to be careful. Listen, my hand is on you. Be bold in my name and in my scripture and walk out for me. I'm with you. I'm with you, saith the Lord. When I find what I can do it with, I'll change things in the spirit to the degree that you'll know that it's been caused from things happening around here, because these places will be covered with people being born again. And the miracles will be of such that people will begin to take journeys to come. So don't stop. Keep moving forward. For the more you move forward and know, the more you will know. Why would it? Why would it? Why would it not be this way? There's different callings. And when I have a calling that I send in that can tell you my mind, why wouldn't I tell you my mind, saith the Lord? I have things to say, but I have to wait on different ministries in doing and saying things, for people have different callings. But when I can, I get these things over to you, saith the Lord again. Did you know that I pulled you together because I wanted to say some of these things to you? You think mostly that this is of your doing. Much of this is of my doing, saith the Lord. For when I find a place that'll listen to me and at any cost do what I say, that's a place where I can begin the supernatural in such a way that it'll be handled right when it explodes into full force. For one has this gift and another has that. Why wouldn't I use the gift at hand when I'm edifying my body? And why wouldn't I take advantage of having a voice when some of you I've been wanting to talk to? For hear what I'd say. If you don't break through the rising of the flesh and stopping you from the trail that I've put you on in the spirit of my praying, if you don't overcome that and put it in its place, it'll interfere with you and slowly try to gain the ascendancy over you instead of what I've called you to do. But be bold and step back into the prayer and make time so I can use you in what I'm about to bring to pass, saith the Lord, that shall give us you. For many have destroyed themselves through worry and self-torment about the things in life that go by day. Yet I've gave a peace and offered it. And you can live in this peace, because I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am peace, and I'm your strength. You don't have to walk like that. Rest, rest, and you'll live long and testify me, saith the Lord. For when a person finds rest in me, that's a good sign that you're receiving what you're standing for. When you find rest in me in the face of adversity, know that you're winning. For many have destroyed themselves through worry and self-torment about the things in life that go by day. Yet I've gave a peace and offered it. And you can live in this peace because I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am peace and I'm your strength. You don't have to walk like that. Rest and you'll live long and testify me, saith the Lord. For many of you have come and you're looking for truth and that manifests in you, for the ability to take another step into what you have or he has for you and to receive the giftings and the anointings that come with that. For many of you, you'll see and you'll look up and rejoice because there's anointing that's available to those who will receive it, that I'll go with them into the public, into places, and do astounding miracles. These things I've been wanting to do. In each generation, I would love to do them, but never find a people that will go that far. For as you know, the time is getting shorter. You'll see greater and greater moves as more people see the signs and turn towards me, and it begins to free me to give them more and more and more. There's going to be great times in these end days. So rejoice and don't be afraid. Just lift your hands and worship me. You see, I'll see you through. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. For from the day of Pentecost, when my church was founded on those principles, that the same way I moved in that day, my desire is to move in the end time, so you'll see these things increasing day by day. And it delights me, saith the Lord, to be able to let you know that you're on, where? In this region, you're going to have a big part and a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit because you're on the trail. For rejoice, for you will obey me. It loosens me to reveal things more than I can in most places. For there's many here that you'll do all that I say right through to the end and rejoice in it. For in my wisdom, saith the Lord, I brought this language forward. And I brought it forward so that I could come and have my say-so and interpretations and in the language that I have to be able to step in and say things that I've wanted to say. For most churches will live and close, never understanding anything I had for them in their whole duration. For many of you prayed and asked me the Lord to give you more. And you looked up to me and wanted to excel in the Spirit and in power in my giftings. And I can say to you, with some of the change that's being made, that you continue on in the change and make prayer a mandate in your life, that I'll be able to begin to activate that kind of power that'll follow you anywhere, into the markets, into the streets, anywhere. And then it won't be a foolishness because those you prayed for will be healed. Whew. So don't weigh what you're doing by the title of your calling. Obey what he's given you to do, for you're part of a body, a member in particular. que ha soleto. Jo corrime oscura o que mesca. Did I not say these signs will follow them that believe? You lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover, and you'll cast out devils. He wasn't just pointing at the chosen mighty apostles and the mighty this and the mighty that. That's the instruction to a believer. I've equipped you that you might walk with me. That you might walk with me in the Spirit. And I've equipped you in such a way that you can pray my plan for you without even knowing what lies ahead. But I've done this for those who are hungry and that give themselves to me because they want to follow me. Yes, sir. He said, what a marvelous thing when the Holy Spirit come and created the language that's my plan for your life, then prayed it out for you without even you knowing what it was until you began to receive it.